Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. In today's episode, we dive deep into The Leader Who Had No Title by Robin Sharma. This captivating book challenges conventional notions of leadership and inspires us to lead from within, regardless of titles or positions. The Leader Who Had No Title by Robin Sharma is a compelling and transformative book that transcends conventional leadership literature. Through an elaborate narration, we delve into the depths of this inspirational work, uncovering its profound wisdom and life-changing insights. The story begins with the introduction of the protagonist, Blake Davis, a seemingly ordinary man leading an unremarkable life. Working at a small tech company, Blake feels trapped in the monotony of his routine, constantly overshadowed by the more ambitious and charismatic members of his team. He's just one of the many individuals who believe that titles and positions define leadership. However, Blake's life takes an unexpected turn when he meets a mysterious janitor named Tommy. It is this chance encounter that serves as the catalyst for his incredible journey of self-discovery and transformation. Tommy, as it turns out, is not just any janitor, he is a sage with profound insights into leadership and personal growth. Through their conversations, Tommy imparts to Blake a set of powerful principles that redefine what it means to be a leader. Tommy introduces Blake to the concept of leadership without a title. He emphasizes that anyone, regardless of their job title or position, can be a leader. True leadership, Tommy explains, is about influencing and inspiring others through one's character, passion, and dedication. This notion challenges Blake's preconceived ideas about leadership and forces him to reevaluate his life. Throughout the book, Robin Sharma weaves a tapestry of vivid and relatable characters, each representing a different facet of leadership. From Sarah, the visionary CEO who embodies the principles of leadership without a title, to Jackson, the driven entrepreneur who learns the importance of purpose beyond profit, these characters serve as mirrors through which readers can reflect on their own lives and leadership potential. As Blake embarks on his journey of self-discovery, he encounters a series of challenges and obstacles that test his newfound beliefs. However, guided by Tommy's wisdom and inspired by the examples set by those around him, he begins to transform into a true leader. Blake learns that leadership is not about external recognition or rewards, but about making a positive impact on the world and leaving a lasting legacy. One of the book's key takeaways is the importance of personal mastery. Tommy teaches Blake that to be a leader without a title, one must continuously invest in self-improvement, develop a growth mindset, and cultivate essential leadership skills such as resilience, empathy, and the ability to inspire others. Blake's journey serves as a powerful reminder that leadership is a lifelong pursuit, and there is always room for growth and improvement. Throughout The Leader Who Had No Title, Robin Sharma's writing is both engaging and thought-provoking. He uses vivid descriptions and relatable anecdotes to convey complex ideas in a straightforward and accessible manner. Readers are drawn into the narrative, making it easy to connect with the characters and their personal struggles and triumphs. As Blake's transformation unfolds, readers are inspired to examine their own lives and consider how they can apply the principles of leadership without a title to their own journeys. The book challenges the conventional notion of leadership, inviting readers to rethink their roles in their organizations and communities. In conclusion, The Leader Who Had No Title is a remarkable and enlightening book that transcends the boundaries of traditional leadership literature. Through the captivating story of Blake Davis and the wisdom of Tommy, Robin Sharma delivers a powerful message: leadership is not defined by titles or positions, but by one's character, actions, and ability to inspire others. This book serves as a guide for anyone seeking to unleash their leadership potential and make a meaningful impact on the world. It is a testament to the transformative power of leadership without a title and a reminder that true leaders are born from within, not from the labels society assigns to them. Let's take a closer look at the chapter-by-chapter summary. Chapter 1, the wake-up call. In the opening chapter of the book, we are introduced to the main character, Blake Davis. He is an ordinary worker at a small tech company, seemingly trapped in the daily grind of his unfulfilling job. Blake's life takes an unexpected turn when he encounters a mysterious janitor named Tommy in the lobby of his office building. Tommy, despite his humble job, exudes an aura of wisdom and confidence that intrigues Blake. This chance encounter serves as a wake-up call for Blake, who realizes that he has been living his life on autopilot and allowing external circumstances to define his happiness and success. Chapter 2, The Four Heartbeats of Leadership. In this chapter, Tommy introduces Blake to the concept of the four heartbeats of leadership. These heartbeats represent the core principles of leadership without a title. Heartset, the emotional intelligence and compassion that leaders bring to their interactions with others. Mindset, the mindset of a leader is one of continuous learning, growth, and adaptability. Healthset, leaders recognize the importance of physical and mental well-being in achieving their goals. Soulset, this refers to the deep sense of purpose and inner motivation that drives leaders to make a positive impact. Tommy emphasizes that true leadership is not determined by one's job title but by how well they embody these heartbeats in their daily life. Chapter 3, The Power of Purpose. In this chapter, Blake continues his conversations with Tommy and reflects on his own life. He realizes that he lacks a clear sense of purpose and passion in his work. Tommy introduces Blake to Sarah, the CEO of a successful company who embodies the principles of leadership without a title. Sarah emphasizes the importance of having a compelling purpose that goes beyond financial gain. She inspires Blake to find his own sense of purpose and to align his actions with his values and aspirations. Chapter 4, The A-plus Method to Building a World-Class Company. Blake's journey of self-discovery leads him to meet Jackson, a driven and successful entrepreneur. Jackson introduces Blake to the A-plus method, which involves striving for excellence in all aspects of business. The A-plus method focuses on delivering exceptional value to customers, fostering innovation, and maintaining a commitment to a higher purpose beyond profit. Through his interactions with Jackson, Blake learns that true leadership involves creating a company culture that prioritizes excellence and serves a larger mission. Chapter 5, The Virtuoso of Compassion. In this chapter, Blake encounters Anna, a compassionate and caring nurse. Anna's approach to her work emphasizes the transformative power of compassion in leadership. She demonstrates that leaders who show genuine empathy and concern for the well-being of others can make a profound impact on their teams and communities. Anna's example inspires Blake to incorporate compassion into his leadership style and interactions with others. These first five chapters set the stage for Blake's transformation from an uninspired worker to someone who begins to embrace the principles of leadership without a title. Each encounter with different characters provides valuable insights into the various facets of leadership, personal growth, and purpose-driven living. Blake's journey is just beginning, and he is beginning to realize that true leadership is not confined to job titles or positions but is a way of life that anyone can embrace. Chapter 6, The Business of Relationships. In this chapter, Blake continues to learn from the people he encounters on his journey. He recognizes the importance of building and nurturing meaningful relationships both in personal and professional life. Relationships are seen as a cornerstone of leadership, and Blake begins to invest more time and effort into connecting with others. Chapter 7, A New Way to Lead. Blake starts to apply the principles of leadership without a title more consistently in his life. He focuses on personal growth and development, becoming more resilient and adaptable in the face of challenges. Blake learns to lead by example, inspiring those around him through his actions and attitude. Chapter 8, The Leadership Without a Title Manifesto. In this chapter, Tommy presents the Leadership Without a Title Manifesto. This manifesto summarizes the key principles and practices of this leadership philosophy. It serves as a guiding document for Blake and a reminder of the principles he has learned on his journey. Chapter 9, The Greater the Heartset, the Greater the Leader. Blake dives deeper into the concept of heartset, understanding that emotional intelligence and compassion are fundamental to effective leadership. He learns to connect with others on a deeper level and uses his heartset to inspire and motivate those around him. Chapter 10, The Deeper the Relationships, the Stronger the Leadership. Blake continues to strengthen his relationships, both in his personal and professional life. He realizes that trust and meaningful connections are essential components of leadership. He learns from various characters he encounters how to build and maintain these relationships. Chapter 11, The Bigger the Mission, the Greater the Leader. Blake reflects on the idea that a leader's impact is directly related to the size and significance of their mission. He begins to develop a clear sense of purpose and aligns his actions with his mission, understanding that true leadership is about making a positive impact on the world. Chapter 12, The Tighter the Team, the Better the Leader. Blake learns the importance of teamwork and collaboration. He recognizes that leadership is not a solitary endeavor but requires the support and synergy of a dedicated team. He becomes a more effective team player and leader. Chapter 13, The Wiser the Leader, the Stronger the Team. Blake continues to develop his mindset, focusing on continuous learning and personal growth. He realizes that wise leaders are always seeking to expand their knowledge and share their wisdom with others. Chapter 14, The More Adversity, the Greater the Leader. Blake faces adversity and challenges on his journey, but he uses these experiences as opportunities for growth. He becomes more resilient and learns to thrive in difficult situations. Chapter 15, The More You Promote Others, the Greater the Leader. Blake understands that leadership is not about self-promotion but about lifting others up. He becomes a mentor and advocate for his colleagues, helping them reach their full potential. Chapter 16, The More Innovations, the Stronger the Leader. In this chapter, Blake learns from Jackson, the entrepreneur, about the importance of innovation in leadership. He realizes that great leaders are open to new ideas and encourage creativity and innovation within their teams. Chapter 17, The More Joy You Bring to Your Work, the More You Lead. Blake discovers the importance of finding joy and fulfillment in his work. He understands that leaders who are passionate and enthusiastic about what they do can inspire others to do their best. Chapter 18, The More Leaderly Your Lifestyle, the More Leadership You'll Deliver. Blake embraces a leaderly lifestyle, where he consistently applies the principles of leadership without a title to every aspect of his life. He understands that true leadership is a way of life, not just a role at work. Chapter 19, The More You Speak for Your Character, the More Your Character Speaks for You. Blake recognizes that his character is a reflection of his true leadership. He learns to be authentic and consistent in his actions and values, understanding that his character is what truly defines him as a leader. Chapter 20, The More You Lead Without a Title, the More Powerful Your Leadership. In the final chapter, Blake fully embraces the concept of leading without a title. He realizes that true leadership is not about external recognition but about the positive impact he can make on the world. Blake's journey of transformation is complete, and he has become a true leader who inspires and influences those around him through his character, passion, and dedication. These chapters provide a comprehensive overview of Blake's journey and the key principles and lessons he learns along the way. The Leader Who Had No Title serves as a guide for anyone seeking to unlock their leadership potential and make a meaningful impact on the world. The Leader Who Had No Title by Robin Sharma is a book filled with valuable insights and life lessons. Here are some key things worth reflecting on after reading the book. Leadership Beyond Titles. One of the central themes of the book is the idea that leadership is not confined to job titles or positions. Reflect on how you can embody leadership qualities and make a positive impact in your personal and professional life, regardless of your official title. The Four Heartbeats. Consider how you can develop your heartset, mindset, healthset, and soulset. Reflect on your emotional intelligence, commitment to personal growth, physical and mental well-being, and sense of purpose. Purpose-driven living. Reflect on your own sense of purpose. Are you driven by a clear and inspiring purpose in your life and work? How can you align your actions with your values and aspirations? The Power of Compassion. Think about the role of compassion in leadership. How can you show genuine empathy and concern for the well-being of others? Reflect on how compassion can strengthen your relationships and influence as a leader. Relationship Building. Consider the importance of building and nurturing meaningful relationships. How can you improve your connections with others, both in your personal and professional circles? What steps can you take to build trust and mutual respect? Continuous learning. Reflect on the value of continuous learning and personal growth. How can you develop a growth mindset and remain open to new ideas and experiences? What steps can you take to expand your knowledge and wisdom? Resilience and adversity. Think about how you can become more resilient in the face of adversity and challenges. How can you turn setbacks into opportunities for growth and development? Teamwork and collaboration. Reflect on the importance of teamwork and collaboration in leadership. How can you be a more effective team player and leader? What strategies can you employ to foster a culture of collaboration within your team or organization? Innovation and creativity. Consider the role of innovation and creativity in leadership. How can you encourage and support innovative thinking within your team or organization? What steps can you take to drive positive change and progress? Joy and passion. Reflect on the significance of finding joy and fulfillment in your work and life. How can you bring enthusiasm and passion to what you do? How does your attitude and energy impact those around you? Authenticity and character. Consider the importance of authenticity and character in leadership. How can you be true to your values and consistently act in alignment with your character? How does your character define you as a leader? Leading without a title. Reflect on the concept of leading without a title. How can you embrace a leaderly lifestyle and make a powerful impact on the world through your leadership, regardless of external recognition? These reflections can help you internalize the book's lessons and apply them to your own life, fostering personal and professional growth while becoming a more effective and inspiring leader. The practical application suggested by the author in The Leader Who Had No Title is to adopt a leadership mindset and take ownership of one's life and career. The author provides several actionable steps to achieve this, including 1. Embracing a victim-to-leader mentality. Instead of blaming external factors for one's circumstances, take responsibility and become the leader of one's life. 2. Developing a personal mission statement. Define one's purpose and goals in life, and live by them every day. 3. Cultivating daily rituals, establishing daily habits that promote physical, emotional, and mental well-being, such as exercise, meditation, and reading. 4. Building a strong support network, surround oneself with positive, supportive people who share similar values and goals. 5. Continuously learning and growing, seek out new knowledge and skills, and apply them to one's personal and professional life. By adopting these practices, the author argues that anyone can become a leader, regardless of their job title or position. This can lead to greater fulfillment, success, and impact in one's life and career. Let's wrap up with some memorable quotes from the book. The only limits on your life are the ones you set yourself. The most dangerous place you can be in life is in your own comfort zone. The best way to predict your future is to create it. Success is not a destination, it's a journey. The things that are easy to do are also easy not to do. The world makes room for passionate people. Your daily behavior reveals your deepest beliefs. The most successful people in the world are those who have failed the most. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. Leadership is not about a title or a designation. It's about impact, influence, and inspiration.